Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good and His love endures forever. And He made each new day a day that we can worship Him, glorify Him, walk in His ways, and be part of His glory, be part of His mission. And so we praise Him for each new day and thank God for a new life. So we have this baby pan. You're doing good. We're gonna feed him. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. So we're reading into 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17. And it's about receiving, giving, and then receiving, giving, and then receiving. And so in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, it's okay. One day, Elisha went down to Shunem, and then a well-to-do woman was there, who urged him to stay for a meal. And whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. And then she said to her husband, "I know that this man who comes our way is a holy man of God. Let us make a small room on the roof and put on it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us." Then one day when Elisha came, he went up to his room and lay down there. And he said to his servant Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite." So he called her, and she stood before him. And Elisha said to him, "Tell her, you have gone through all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?" And she replied, "I have a home among my own people." "And what can be done for her?" Elisha asked. And Gehazi said, "Well, she had no son, and her husband is old." Then Elisha said, "Call her." So he called her, and she stood in the doorway. About this time next year, Elisha said, "You will hold a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she objected. "Do not mislead your servant, O man of God." But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son. Wow. Are you hungry? You're hungry? Yeah. So this is amazing, how God was able to supply all their needs. And during this time, they did not have a son. They did not have a child. But even at an old age, nothing is impossible for God. Even at an old age, He was able to give Abraham and Sarah Isaac, their son. And He was also able to provide all their needs. And likewise, ooh, you keep farting, man. Anyways, so that's why this is giving, and you will receive. Give, then receiving. Giving, then receiving. And so there is two. Okay, he is smelling. But anyways, there's two reflections. Number one is the power of hospitality. The scripture describes this Shunammite woman as a well-to-do, which is why she expressed no needs when Elisha asked what he can do for her in gratitude for her hospitality. She said, "You know, whenever a man of God comes by, he will come by. Then there will be a room, there will be a bed, there will be a lamp for him to study. And then we will be hospitable to the man of God and serve other people who serve the Lord." And so, the woman, her example reminds you to be generous with the blessings and finances that God has entrusted and given to you. That you can not only give to the church and other charitable causes, but also be generous towards the individuals that you encounter. And some people are especially blessed with spiritual gift of hospitality. They're able to just invite people into their homes, into their community, into their church. They're able to say, "Yes, welcome, we're so glad you're here," and provide food and hospitality to others. And this is exactly what this Shunammite woman was able to do. She was well off, and she was really hospitable to others with her blessings. You see, she was blessed to be a blessing. And she did not just use that blessing to use it for herself, but she used it in order to bless other people. So, you are blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. And some people are especially blessed with this spiritual gift of hospitality, but we are all called to be hospitable. We're all called to serve others and to open our, I'm not saying our houses to everyone, but to open it up to maybe people who also love the Lord, who also serve Him, and say, hey, you're welcomed here. You're welcome to have small group here. Welcome to have fellowship here. Welcome to have some dinner with me here, or lunch. Catch up. And so when you do so, you carry each other's burdens, and you help build each other up in Christ. You see, hospitality is actually key to building relationship. When you're hospitable to one or another, then people will feel welcomed into your house, into your presence, into your life. They will feel like they matter and that they would be able to just come into a place and not feel like they have to do something in return. And so being hospitable is so important. It's so important to walk in the ways of the Lord and let Him show us the way. Show us how to be hospitable and show us how to care for another. Amen. And so, let me see if I can find my tissue box. I need a tissue. Okay. Here, open up. We still have a little bit. Little bit, he's almost done. Almost done. Thank you. I wipe. So, this baby was born 4 days ago on June 22nd. He was 8.5 pounds. And so, he's right now 7 pounds though, so we're gonna see if we could get his weight back, which normally comes back in 2 weeks. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, glory to God. And then, now, we have to be hospitable. There's power in hospitality. Power in serving others. Power in showing God's love to other people. And so, I welcome each one of you guys here to this live stream, as you are not here by accident. You are here for a reason. You're here to hear the word of God, to be blessed, to be encouraged, to be lifted up, to be built up. And that's the point of this live stream, is to build the community, to build you up, to allow you to have the right mindset, knowing what the Word of God says, and how to learn from it, and how to apply it into our own lives. So, as you are blessed, you bless others. You give, and then you'll receive. You see, Elisha, he came, but he didn't just come empty-handed. Well, maybe he did, but he didn't leave empty-handed. He left by blessing this woman with her request to give this woman with no son a son, this woman whose husband is at an old age, a son. And so, this shows that God is able to do the impossible. And God is able to do abundantly, exceedingly, more than you can imagine, more than you can ask, and more than you can think of. And number two, reflection. Pray without fear of disappointment. The Shunammite woman has a sharp reaction to Elisha's declaration that she will soon hold a son in her arms, and that she may have borne shame and disappointment because she had not given birth to a son, and she does not want to give her hopes up. So when she objects, when Elijah declares that she will hold a son in her arms the next year, nonetheless, this prophecy is fulfilled just as Elisha tells her. And sometimes you may forget that your God is a good father who delights in giving good gifts to you, to his children, to those who follow him, those who love him, those who walk in his ways. Our God is a God who has unlimited power, unlimited wisdom, unlimited wealth. He's all present. And he's our Father who loves us, cares for us, and wants to give us good, good gifts. And so when you offer up your prayers and your requests to God, remember that you can do it with a hope and without fear of disappointment, knowing that God cares and loves you and comes through for you, giving you exceedingly abundantly more than you can imagine, ask for, or think. And so, glory to God. Amen. So, you guys, pray. Pray continually. Prayer is so important. A lot of people, they don't pray at all in their life. And when we pray, we want to be connected to God, speaking to him, talking about the good things, the difficulties. Thank God for a baby pan. Thank you, God, for this live stream. Thank you, God, for food and shelter, for internet, for everything that he's given us. We thank God because we don't take it for granted. And we give God all the glory, all glory, all honor. Amen. Amen. And so pray without fear and disappointment. Know that in the end, Jesus has won the battle. He has defeated the devil. Jesus has defeated the grave and the sin on that cross, coming from heaven to earth, so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father who created you, who wants a relationship with you, who wants to keep you in his presence so that you may be blessed and experience more and more of his goodness, mercy, glory. You see, God is not a God who just forsakes you or leaves you. No. God is a God who says, I will prosper you. I will give you good success. I have not come to forsake you or leave you, but I came to give you life abundant. You see, Jesus said, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life, and life abundant, life to the fullest. So you trust in Jesus, in his victory, that he has already given you the gifts in the beginning, which is the gift of salvation, gift of hope, joy, love. He gave you that gift, and as he was ascending to heaven, he actually gave you one more big gift. That gift is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And that gift is the one that allows to live in you, God in you. The Holy Spirit is God, and also allows you to be trained, transformed, have guidance, and understand the things that you don't understand on your own intuition. But by God's grace, he allows you to understand it through his Spirit and through his Word. And he opens up your eyes so that you may understand exactly what your purpose, your mission, and what to do in times of uncertainty, in times of difficulties. He is with you in the storms. He's with you in the fire. He's with you as you fight your giants. He's with you every step of the way. Even when you feel like you're at the lowest point of your life, he is with you because he never let you down. And what you got to do is accept him into your life. You have to say, yes, Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. You are the King. You are the one that I follow, because there's no one else I can turn to except for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So we praise God, for he is good and he never lets us down, and he always sets us free when we ask of him. Sets us free from what? Sin. From the bondage of sin. Sets us free from our addictions. Sets us free from wasting our time away, our life away. Instead, he's able to transform you to go from consumer to become a producer, to go from a man who is without a direction into a life that is really towards his direction, towards victory. Amen. So we love the Lord who loves us. This boss, this baby's the boss. You're the boss, right? This is the baby boss right here. Anyways, so you pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Amen. Wow. God is a God who never lets us down, who fights for us, who shows us his love, his mercy, every step of the way. And so as we look into this, the Shunammite's son miraculously restored to life. God, he has the power to give life and to raise the dead. Are we looking at 2 Kings chapter 4? Ah, I see. And so the rich woman's hospitality, we're going to deep dive into the passage right now from 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 8. The rich woman's hospitality, she entertained Elisha when he passed away. And she encouraged her husband to add a room to their house where Elisha could stay whenever he came to their city. And the woman, she was rewarded with something so wonderful, with a child. You know, baby Pan, he's such a blessing. He's such a reward, big reward to me. Elisha, he wanted to do something for the kind woman and generous woman. So he sent his servant Gehazi to summon the woman so that he can ask what he can do to repay her for her kindness, for hospitality, so that he could help her in any ways. So he was seeing if he could help her with a legal favor or a military guard to protect her or something. And the woman replied that she had no special needs. Elisha asked his servant for a gift, suggestion for the woman, and discovered that she was childless. And Elisha, he summoned the childless woman and promised that God would give her a child within 1 year. And she objected, fearing disappointment, a broken heart. But soon she became pregnant and bore a son just like Elisha promised. And the woman's broken heart, well, overwhelming sorrow, which we will look tomorrow. We'll look into it tomorrow. Amen. Yeah, so note that we can see if you are hospitable, if you love the Lord and you love God's people, then you will reap the wonderful rewards in your life, whether it's in heaven, whether it's on earth. And I know for sure on earth, God actually does bless us. He lifts us up. He doesn't want us to be kept in the darkness, but he wants to bring you into his light. He doesn't want you to keep you poor, but he wants to make you rich in the spirit, rich in his relationship with him. He doesn't want to keep you addicted and broken and drawn down by the bondage of sin. Instead, he wants to lift you up and set you free in the name of Jesus. So although this woman, she did not know what she needed, she thought she had all she needed. But Elisha, a man of God, was able to pinpoint exactly what her pain point was, which was that she was childless. She was without a baby. And during that time, when you had no baby, no child, you would be shamed, you would be put down, and people would make fun of you because you had no child. Nowadays, it doesn't happen as much. But during those days, being childless was probably seen as taboo. And Elisha had the very answer, which was God's power to grant her a child, even when she did not know that she could have that, even when her husband was at an old age. You see, we keep going back to the verse here. God can do abundantly, exceedingly, above what you can imagine or think or ask for. The woman did not even ask for a son, but yet Elisha was like, you're going to have a son. You're going to be blessed. Wow, glory to God. And having this baby boy for 4 days, it's been a blessing. It's been a joy. Well, there's pain, of course. There's sleepless nights. But it's an experience that you can only have when you have a boy in your hand, a newborn in your hand. And so we thank you, God. Hey, you said somebody donated. Hey, thank you, Ignited Gaming. I see what you did. I did see it. But you say amen. And God sees it. All glory to God. Amen. Amen. And so, what is some thought you can have? What is some reflection you can have? Well, this it is. What a hope to be raised from the dead. This is a wonderful passage. Well, later on, actually, this is going to be for tomorrow. That the son, or someone dies, and then he was raised to death. But I have to go through that tomorrow. I'll leave that to you tomorrow. But to cut this live stream shorter, even though there's 100 people, we're just going to not go through that. But we can look at this. The prophet of God, he knew things by God's divine wisdom, by God's divine guidance. And he was able to bless others even when he himself as a human did not have the power. But God has the power. He had faith that the words that he speak will come to pass. And so, if faith can move the mountain, then faith should be able to move your mouth. You see, faith is voice activated. Are you listening? Faith is voice activated. When you can speak it, then that is power. There is power in spoken word. There is power in spoken word. And that's why you want to live by faith and not by sight. When you see all that you have, you might not see exactly what you want or where you want to be. But when you have faith in God, that he is able to do exceedingly above what you can ask for, then you have faith that God's plans are perfect. God's wills are perfect. God's ways are perfect. And so that's why you want to say, not my will, but yours be done, because you know God's will is better. You say, and admit and be humble, not be proud, not have ego in your heart, but be humble and say, my plans are lower than God's plans. My ways are lower than God's ways, and my thoughts are lower than God's thoughts. He is always above and beyond me. And so we want to be humble. Continue listening and reading the Word of God and coming to God in humility. And with that humility, God will exalt the humble and he will resist the proud. So when you are humble, he will exalt you. He will give you everything that you need in your life. You see, God is El Shaddai. God is more than enough. He is God Almighty. God who meets all my needs, all your needs. He's God who has abundant amount of wealth. In Exodus chapter 19 verse 5, it says, earth is mine. God said, earth is mine. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, it says, gold and silver are mine. You see, God created the heavens and the earth. He created all things on earth. And he created for you and me to live in on earth, to be fruitful and multiply, not to waste our time away. Instead, to use it to be fruitful. And when you're fruitful, you're glorifying God, you're walking in righteousness, you're walking in his ways, you're walking in obedience. That is when you're fruitful. And then when you're multiplying, you're allowing that to multiply to another one. Multiply to other people. Love of God to multiply to others. And it's exponential growth. Did you know that? And so, we gotta rely on God. Start with faith and not walk by sight. Amen. Wow. God is so good. So application question. We have four application questions. Number one, how can you express godly hospitality and generosity? These application questions are to help us ingrain reflection into our life. Maybe I can share my testimony, my story with you guys. Allow you guys to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Allow you guys to hear of how God can work in my life and your life. Your testimony is powerful. Your story is powerful. So don't let people say your story does not matter, because it matters. Your hardships, how God tested you, will be a testimony of how God rescued you from that test, how God helped you overcome those tests, those fires, those storms, those winds, the storms, difficulties in life. So how can you express godly hospitality and generosity? Well, I think one of the best gifts that I can give other people, even to you, is my smile. Smile. You see, God made me cheerful. God made me joyful. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I smile. I give you this positivity, this wonders, this love that God has for us. So that's one of the best things that I can give. And it's very attractive. It's very good. People love smiles. People love joy. Don't you love it? People are drawn to those who have the fruit of the Spirit. How can you express hospitality and generosity to others? You give them the fruit of the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit gives you and transforms you. And when you grow in Him, then the fruit of the Spirit is produced around you, which is you give people love. Here's love. Here's joy. Here's peace. Here's patience. Here's kindness. Goodness. Here's self-control. Here's faithfulness. Here it is. I give it to you. I'm faithful to showing up every day. I'm self-disciplined and self-controlled to making videos every day for you guys to glorify God so that other people can be drawn closer to Him. I do this with love, with a sacrifice. You see, I could be doing anything else in the world, yet I decide to produce these videos for you guys to glorify God. I do this with joy, because if I do this with a heart that's like, oh no, I hate doing this, I can't believe I'm doing this again. No, we do this with joyful heart, with a joyful heart. We live our life with a joyful heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. This is all God's blessing, His goodness. And so question number two, who can you be a blessing to today? Well, I'm a blessing to my wife, to my in-laws, to my family, to baby Pan. Oh, baby Pan. A blessing. And a blessing to you guys. Because the Word of God is powerful. It's alive. It's a tool for you to live your life. A blessing. And I bring the Word of God to you. Now, it's not my own Word. It's the Word of God in the Bible. You study the Bible. Study it so that you can be rooted and grounded and anchored upon His Word, His firm foundation, and experience a life-changing scenario in your life. No longer blind, but seen. No longer lost, but found. No longer lame, but walking and running and being on fire for the Lord. No longer unmotivated, but motivated. So love I give you. Peace. Peace. So many people need peace in their life. Whether it's the health, whether it's relationship, whether it's their career. So many people need peace. And that peace is only found in the Lord. That true peace is found through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So the Word of God is alive and powerful. It's a tool for us. It is sweet like honey. And that's why there's still 100 of you guys still here. Because you're receiving food, nourishment, receiving food as you are being built up, being encouraged, and seeing the glory of God in your life. It's sweet like honey. Babies love it. We have sweet tooth. I have a sweet tooth. I love sweet stuff. And this is the word of God. Sweet like honey. It is rich like silver and gold. It is powerful. This is the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then number three, what has been your greatest disappointment? My greatest disappointment, guys, was when I was so far from God. So far from God that I was just going back and forth, being tossed by waves and wind with no control over my life. I did not have control over my life so badly that I became completely isolated. Completely caught up in addiction and gaming, caught up in a toxic relationship, caught up in a place that I could not get out of because I deleted everyone off my phone, deactivated my Facebook. During that time back then, it was big. I stopped going to church, stopped going to small group, stopped talking to family, completely isolated. It was completely being manipulated and controlled by another human being. And so, that was just the darkest moment. Was it the greatest disappointment? Well, through that, God found me at my lowest point. He found me, and He rescued me from that dark moment. And then He slowly added to me community. He added to me part-time, and then now at full-time, family, a baby, a wonderful, righteous woman of God, godly woman. He added to me a place to live. He is the one who adds to you. When you seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and His righteousness, then all things will be added unto you. He added to me you guys, the audience, you guys, my community, my family. You guys are here for a reason, to absorb the word of God into your life. This is not an accident. So, really, I'm not disappointed. Because in life, you either, or I either, a lot of people say you win or you fail. You win or you lose. But I don't lose. I win. Or I learn. I learn from my mistakes. I flee from the devil. I resist the devil. And when I walk in the ways of God, I preach His word, and I'm rooted in Him, and I trust in Him with all my future, that He's got it in His hand so that He will make my path straight. I will not lean on my own understanding, but on God's. And He will make that windy road straight. He prepared the way for me. He's the one that guides me. And that way, I can get to the top. You see, I'm competitive. I love to game. I love to do those things, back then at least. I love to win. But God helped me set those addictions, those gaming aside. No more games. And He said, your game is now is a game of ministry. The game of sharing my word. The game of winning more souls, saving more souls, and planting the seeds of the gospel so that people can say yes to Jesus forever and let Him be their Lord and Savior. And so we can plunder hell and populate heaven. Populate heaven, amen, so that you can go to heaven, so that you can have opportunity to hear the word of God, which is alive and powerful and sets so many people free. And that you can be a missionary, a voice piece of God as well, so that God can use you, bring you into a better place. So, I don't let my past, my regret, my shame hold me down, because God has healed me of all that. He said, when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. The old is gone. The old you is gone. You are a new person. You are a new person in Christ. And that He will continue transforming you, sanctifying you to become more holy and righteous, to live a life that He called you to do, to live, and the best life that you can live, and that is in Christ alone. Amen. Glory to God. And then, what prayer can you present before God regarding this issue? What prayer can you present before God regarding this issue? Well, the issue of greatest disappointment. Well, Lord God, I thank you so much for helping me through my greatest disappointment, through that isolation, through that addiction, that you did not abandon me, you did not leave me, but you came down to rock bottom with me, met me where I was at. And now you lifted me higher and higher and higher. You have humbled me, Lord God, and I thank you for that. Without you, I would not be here. Without you, I would not have this baby. Without you, I would not be working where I'm at. Without you, God, I would not have met my wonderful wife. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for everything you've done for me. And if you truly still are going through this issue, this disappointment, know that it's temporary. Know that it will come to pass. Know that you can get out of it. You don't have to stay down. God is God who lifts you up, who pulls you up. He's a God of infinite wisdom and knowledge. He's a God who supplies all of your needs. And He's a God who sets you free from your bondage, from your sin, from your shame and regret and anxiety and depression. He's a God who sets you free. So you pray to Him. Say, Lord, this storm is too big for me. Lord, this mountain is too high for me. Lord, this giant is too scary for me. Lord, this fire is too hot for me. Be with me in the fire, in the storm, in the giants. Be with me as I go through and climb these mountains. Because I cannot do it alone. And I need you. I need your grace. I need your mercy. I need your wisdom and your guidance, your power. I need to operate upon your will. Because I cannot do it alone. I can only do it through your love, your grace, your mercy. I can only do it by your power. And so He gives you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to walk with you, to talk with you, saying you are not, never, you are never truly alone. For God is with you in your darkest moment. He's with you right now. He's saying, come back to me. Come into a relationship with me. Build your life upon my firm foundation, and I will set you free, and I will give you exceedingly, abundantly, beyond, above you can ever imagine, ask, or think. This is our God. This is our Savior. This is our Lord. This is our Creator. This is the one that we serve, the one that we have a relationship with. So good. So good. Amen. So pray your prayers. He's one prayer away. He's listening. He's with you. And He knows exactly what you need. And He knows beyond what you need and what you want. And He's able to supply all of your needs. Amen. So dear God, I thank you that you are the giver of good gifts to your children. And I offer up my concerns and even my disappointments to you in faith. Make me your instrument to bless others as I offer hospitality to others. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those who want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do that today. Don't wait for tomorrow, but today is the day to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you all the days of my life. Pray this with me. Dear Lord, I'm broken. I'm lost. And I need a Savior. And Jesus, you are that Savior. You came from heaven to earth so that I can go from earth to heaven. You came from heaven to earth to die on the cross for my sin, buried for 3 days, and I believe that you rose from the dead, defeating sin and death, rose in victory. And so, Lord God, I commit my life to you, to walking in your ways, to building my life upon your firm foundation. I know that you are God, and I commit to praying to you, to reading your word, and to showing up to where you call me to show up. I love you so much, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And another prayer over all for everyone. Lord God, in Jesus' name, I come before you. I thank you for your word, for showing the hospitality, showing how we can be a blessing to others. We are blessed by you to be a blessing to others. So Lord, let us be a blessing. Let us show hospitality. Let us give and trusting that we will reap what we sow. When we give our time, our talent, our treasure to you, you will multiply it and you will give it back to us. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done and that you never let us down. And I pray for everyone here under the sound of my voice that you bring them provision, protection, healing upon their life and their family's life, that you bring healing in their relationships, in their physical body, in their relationship with you, Lord God. And I pray for wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment upon each and every one here as we walk through this life. May you make their path straight. May you continue training us, teaching us in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Wow, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I'm going to acknowledge some of you guys who are writing stuff right now. Mystery, Kat, Jenny, it says amen. God bless you. Angela Larmaka, hello, welcome. Mai Lee Dong, amen and amen. La Filet de El Elan, hello. Shelley Freeman, Jesus is King, praise the Lord. Praise God. Maria, hello there, hello. Amen. Star Ock, good to see you again. Winter, nice name, I love it. Oh yeah, thank you for the likes, for the subscribes. Thank you for joining me on this live stream. It's very helpful and very encouraging. We just see how God is building up this community, how his goodness, his mercy is working here. In Jesus' name, amen. Mary Ann Dixon, welcome, welcome. Hey, Bryson Richard, amen, glory to God. OTM Prino, hello. Love God, love others, amen. Oh, wow. Christian, thank you for the hanging lights. I love the hanging lights. It's my favorite of all. So, glory to God. May God bless you and be with you and lead you and bring you more of his love and his goodness. Wow, he could just sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hanging lights on TikTok. That's cool. That's so cool. Hello, Zero Dubs. Welcome back. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Maryam Blue says, subscribed. You're the first to subscribe on TikTok right now. Glory to God. Amen. Hello, Jared Bryson. Amy. Hey there. Yes. God bless you guys. Jesus is King. Love, living for and loving for Christ Jesus. Thank you so much for helping me grow closer to God. Praise the Lord. And we gotta thank Baby Pan for sticking through the whole live stream. And also my wife also here listening too. And Frank says, I needed your prayers. Well, God is good. God is so good. Hey, we give all glory to God, for he's the one that brings us together. And he knows exactly what you need. You see, I don't know exactly what you need, but God knows exactly what you need. So yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. Yes, infinity. We say yes to Jesus forever. Amen. Amen. Amy and Mama Monster. Hello, hello. Hey, Matthew. Good to see you. Welcome, welcome. Yes. I've been subscribed to you for you on YouTube. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Jesus is such a win. W. He's a W. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah. You see, this baby, he had so much trouble sleeping the first few days. But whenever I went on the live streams and just preached the word of God, he just calmed down and calmed down. So, glory to God. Hey, it's okay. My live streams are also recorded on YouTube. If you want to check it out, it's there. If you need the Word of God or something to just like when you're commuting, you're riding a car, you just want to listen in, then you can listen in to this live stream. Hello, Anime Edits. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a wonderful live stream session. I know I would love to be with you guys more. We have 43 likes on YouTube. That's the most and highest that we've ever gotten. And we started with 0, then 1, and then 4, and then 9. And then we had 16, and then we have more. One day, we're going to get to 100 likes. One day. But that's on God's timing. We give thanks to God for everything that He provided for us. Hello, Mateo. And Lori. Hello there. Hey, you gonna cry now? Yeah. Let's change some position. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow, my arm's sore. But you need to change diapers soon, I think. My man, he's tired. Yeah. So I did sleep next to him today, last night. Yeah. But you good. You good, boy. You're lifting your arms so much more frequently. You're like always stretching. This baby's stretching. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Barnaby's calling. Well, let me hook. Man. Hello. What's up, man? Thank you, thank you. Can you call back in 15 minutes? I'm on a live stream right now. Thanks, brother. Okay. Oh, I'll call back. All right. Oh. Well, my TikTok ended. But it's all right. Oh, resume. Someone asked, are you a dad? Yes, I'm a dad. Paul Dubé, you're actually crazy, bro. Here's the baby pen. Yeah, glory to God. How are you, Paul Dubé? You know, I really tried to come to Horizon, but I couldn't. We stayed at the hospital, and we were there for 4 days, and right now Christine's recovering, and then feeding the baby. So, baby Noah says hi. Yeah, can't wait to meet Ludia, baby Ludia, and can't wait to just see all his goodness, His mercy. So this, Pastor Paul Dubé, he is our Gen Z pastor here in the Bay Area. He's such a blessing to me, and we give glory to God. And he has a wonderful youth group in Mountain View. It's called NCBC, New Community Baptist Church. And it's a fantastic place. So if you're around the area, check out that church. And so, yeah, glory to God. Amen. Don't come to Horizon meetings. Focus on your baby and your wife for now. Hey, it's all good. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you. Yeah, he's healthy, born 8.5 pounds. So imagine, that's a heavy baby to have, but Christine pushed through for an hour and 20 minutes and just poop came out. But yeah, we had to stay for a bit. What's the baby's name? Baby Noah. Noah means peace. It means, for me, I'm thinking promise, because the rainbow came when God flooded the earth, baptized the earth, cleansed the earth, and then had the righteous man Noah and his family, 8 people, live on to be fruitful and multiply. Amen. And so yeah, when you say yes to Jesus forever, then, and every day, Jesus first, then you will see each other in heaven. We will see each other in heaven. That, well, I never know how many people are saved, but by the grace of God, we know that He's saving more souls, so that's why I keep showing up. That's the goal. And baby Noah, being preached to every day. He's gonna be the next gen alpha pastor. Oh, I don't know, pastor. Influencer, whatever he wants to do. Yes, hello there. Glory to God. Edwin says, God be with you and your family, brother. Amen. Frank Megia says, my daughter's baby is also Noah. Apparently, Noah is the most popular name and boy's name in the past year. So yeah, you got the inspiration from someone's name, Noah. I don't know. I just like the ring to it, the sound to it. But apparently, my name's Joshua, so it rhymes with Noah. And so my mother-in-law keeps calling baby Noah Joshua because it's so similar. But hey, it's all good. Yeah, glory to God. Hey, Hillary Munt says, I barely survived. I was 1 pound. Wow, and now I am 113. Praise the Lord. You are 10 years old. Glory to God. Wow. Praise 113, 10 years old. You're 10 years old? 113. Ah, you're very healthy. You are 1 pound. Praise the Lord. Now you are a light for God. God, He healed you. You have to give glory to God. I'm sure there was a lot of prayers behind that, behind you, your health. But by God's grace, you live and you are a testimony. Your story matters. A beautiful grandson, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, when we want to live a life of gratitude, we praise God for everything. Praise God for new life. Praise God for new day. Praise God for the air we breathe. Praise God for each and every one of you. Praise God for the food, for the water, for even the smallest things. Praise God. Because it's by God's grace that we live. By God's grace that we are we have all that we have. Without God, none of this would be here. None of this would matter. So we praise God. God, hey Trevor, praise the Lord. Guitar. Hello, God bless you. Hello, Jalen Brown. God bless you in Jesus' name. Zachary Lamar says, I love Jesus and Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. Keep loving Him all the days of your life. Don't give up. He will always come through for you. He will build you up, lead you towards the right direction. He is our guide, our Lord, our Savior. Amen? Amen, amen. Yes. He's moving more. He's moving more. He's moving His neck. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Christ is the Lord. Yes. All right. When I was getting off a bus, I almost died and ended off with no scratch. Praise the Lord. You give Him praise for saving your life. You see, I also had near-death experiences. When I was in high school, I played tackle rugby. And then I had a head injury, fracture here and here. I had a seizure and a concussion and rushed to ER in Taiwan. And then for the next 3 months, I couldn't walk straight. I would literally try to walk straight, but actually walk to the side, then to the next side, to one side, to the other. I couldn't have my fingers touch each other, but now I can touch. I was uncoordinated, but by God's grace, He healed me too. He saved me from the toxic relationship. He saved me from so many things in my life. And so even when I did not deserve it, I don't deserve it, yet God still saved me. So I give glory to God. My time, my energy, my finance, my everything is God's. And I would not give Him any less. I would not give Him any less. So that's why I'm so committed to sharing the Word of God. I'm so committed to showing up. I'm so committed to just serving, going to Horizon. I'm committed. Amen. All right, let me check the time because I have to do another phone call. I do need to do a phone call with Pastor Barnaby, who has also been a blessing to me. If you sin, your love for Jesus. Well, if you sin, Jesus can forgive you of your sin. Well, when you sin, you're going against God. And when you're going against God, then you're going the opposite way. I see what you mean. And that means you're like a magnet repelling against God, each other, right? It doesn't come together. But when you live a righteous life, then you become more magnetic. Magnetic, right? Yeah, you become magnetic. And then, also, not only with God, but also with other people who believe in God. And so, yeah, glory to God. Well, God loves you guys, and God bless you. And I'm going to bless you guys. May you live, because Jesus, He died and rose from the dead. He rose in victory, and you can go from a season of victory in your life, living in Jesus every season. So may you live from victory to victory, breakthrough to breakthrough. May you live from faith to faith, Jesus to Jesus in your life. May you continue living and walking in His ways and experiencing His mighty power in your life. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, and I gotta go too. And may God continue leading you every step of the way. I look forward to seeing you guys next time. Panda out for now.